À Tchabindou Camp, outside Goma, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, has set up tents where dozens of displaced persons are being processed. They can also participate in listening sessions with psychologists. Rose has been receiving care for depression. She blames the war for her mental state, but says her journey to recovery has begun. Rose, an internally displaced woman, says that when individuals escape from war, they experience great distress. Today, she is learning techniques to let go of our past and to find peace within ourselves. Rose is not alone. According to MSF, living in camps around Goma is a challenging environment for the hundreds of thousands of displaced people, especially women. Every day, medical staff say about 70 female survivors of sexual assault visit the six MSF health facilities in camps near Goma. Hakizimana, the leader of the Bulengo camp for displaced individuals, remarks that a significant portion of the displaced population in this camp, exceeding 100 individuals, grapple with mental health issues.
When we looked into the real problem, we found out that many have been disturbed by the horrors of war and others have been raped when they look for wood in the forests, which is why so many women here suffer of mental illness.
Mulekia, a psychologist working with MSF, states that the majority of individuals we assist exhibit symptoms of anxiety and post-traumatic issues.
We run three group sessions a day, and each group is made up of 10 people, for a total of 30 people a day. If it goes on like this, we'll need to expand the activities to try and meet as many of the needs as possible.
Psychosocial care is available to both genders, but officials say most of the people taking advantage of the services are women whose mental health challenges are impacting their ability to care for their children. Zanem Netizaidi, VOA News, Goma.